Alexandrina Council is exploring the concept of a wine trail in the gorgeous Langhorne Creek region. Mayor Keith Parks joins me to discuss this and other council news. Hi there, Keith. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jenny. How are you? And good morning to your listeners. It's coming into a nice time of the year, into spring, so everything's looking great.
Oh, it is just glorious. And it is such a glorious region, Langhorne Creek. You've been working with the wine industry to get something happening, I hear.
We've been talking to the wine industry down there for quite some time and exploring the idea of a wine trail so that we can promote the region more and visitors to the region can have a, they can look at it before they come, they can plan their day or days and work through and not miss anything. So we've started working at the moment on stage one, which will be a trail which starts at Bremerton. As you drive into Langhorne Creek, Bremerton Wines there on the left, and then goes out and stops at Bleasdale, which is just out the other side over the bridge and out the other side. So that's the first stage. It's a few kilometres. It'll be a walking or driving trail, so or cycling. You'll be able to do it whatever way you wish. But the idea is we'll identify on a map the trail, each winery, all about it, whether it's got food, which most of them are now having a food offering as well, and a little bit about the history of it. And as they walk along between wineries, they'll pass different parts of the community area, which have got a great deal of history. It's a deeply historic region. So, yeah, it'll be an all-over information thing, but it's to promote the wineries. There's a lot of investment being done down there, and it's such great produce comes out of the area. So we'll do the stage one, and then down the track we'll start looking at other stages to take us out to Lake Breeze, Angus Plains, and a few of the others which are just off the main road. The trail will give people directions from the main road how to get to these other places. So the wine industry down there are 100% behind it and really keen. And so we're looking forward. We've done quite a bit of work with them, and we're really looking forward to get it moving.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do you happen to know the timeline at all, or when we might be able to see something a bit more concrete?
It'll happen in the next, I'd say, in the next few months. We've budgeted for it in the financial year that we're in now. So stage one's certainly part of what we're doing this year. So it's just a matter now of working with them on the fine-tuning of it, try and get some bit of government money to help. The more we can get in grants, the more we can do. So we're working on that at the moment with them, and there's some wine industry funding as well.
Excellent. Mayor of Alexandrina, Keith Parks, is with us. A lot of councils, well, all councils across South Australia, from what I understand, are doing a disability access and inclusion plan. Tell us about this.
Yes, so we've got our draft plan. The plan is over the years of 2021, so from now through to 2024. The plan is fantastic. People will love it when they have a look at it and look into it. It starts today, and we're looking for feedback from the community. And you can do that by visiting council's website, on My Say, on our website. So that's mysay.alexandrina.sa.gov.au/DAIP. You can pop into either Goor or Strath into the libraries, and it'll all be there, and our staff will be more than happy to help you. We've got some drop-in sessions so that people can come along, meet members of our staff who are involved in this part of our organisation, and they'll be able to discuss it with them. So these sessions, Saturday the 4th of September at 10 a.m. at the Strathalbyn Library, and on Saturday the 11th of September at 10 a.m. at the Goor Library. And if you've got a community group or one of the organisations like Rotary Lions and things like that, or a community association, you can contact the council staff on 8555 7000, and we'll arrange to come to one of your meetings and present on it. The more people we can talk to about it, the better. But it is a brilliant plan, and I'm sure people will be very happy with it when they see it.
Fantastic. Well-being is an important issue always, but particularly during things like a pandemic. You know, we're all having to think a little bit about how we look after ourselves and our community, and that's something that the council has been doing as well, hasn't it, Keith Parks?
Yes. Well, we have a good team working in this well-being area. It's a part of our role as looking after our community. And we did have a well-being advisory forum planned that had to be rescheduled because of COVID, the lockdown. So the new date is the 7th of September from 6 to 8:30 in the evening. It's going to be at this one, this event's going to be at the Mount Compass War Memorial Hall. So all members of the community, you don't have to live in Mount Compass, but anybody surrounding areas or from anywhere that wants to drive over to Compass, that the beautiful hall there, they're invited to come along and attend this forum. So we want to hear from people about what they've heard about well-being in Alexandrina, so what their experiences have been, what they think is working well, what they expect and what they would like to see, and any fresh ideas. And if they think, you know, we need to have some other organisations or facilities involved, we just want to find out as much as we can about people's expectations and aspirations are as far as well-being and support for our community. It is an important thing more than ever with COVID, because these lockdowns, you know, we're only dreaming if we think we're never going to have another one.
That's true.
And it does severely impact people's health and well-being. So we need to work with our community on that.
And also, for those who live, work, play or learn or invest in Mount Compass, you want to know some ideas, thoughts and stories for a village conversation.
Yeah, village conversations in Mount Compass have now commenced. So we've got drop-in sessions, and they're a great way to share ideas with council staff and learn more about it. So that we've got the drop-in sessions on Monday the 23rd of August from 9:30 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. at the Fleurieu dish. And we want to hear from people in the community, whether you've got a business there, whether you just work there or live there or whatever. We want your ideas and thoughts of what you want to see for the future. Now, we also have this evening at 5:45, going through till 8, a facilitated village conversation, which is a really great event at the Mount Compass Community Hall. And that'll be an opportunity to sit down and really talk as a group of community about your aspirations and things that you want to see happening in Mount Compass over the next few years. And that we want to plan how we do these things into our budgeting, so that we get everything, we're doing the things that people really want.
Oh, great. Now, you've also got a village conversation for a couple of other regions coming up.
Yes, we've got Langhorne Creek, Community Hall in Langhorne Creek next Wednesday, and that'll be covering Langhorne Creek covers Langhorne Creek itself, Woodchester and Hartley, so those little townships. So we'll be looking at there as well, the things we need to do in that region. So that's another little pocket. So each community has got different aspirations and different ideas, and so it's best that we do them as individual groups, and then we get it right.
Excellent. So if people want a book, just do so at the council website, alexandrina.sa.gov.au, for that.
Absolutely.
And also for the draft disability access plan. Hey, thanks so much, Mayor Keith Parks. Really lovely to have
thanks,
you on the
Jenny.
Show.
All the best. Talk to you soon.